Well, good morning. 7:18 on Saturday, May the 16th, 2026, here on a scattered cloud morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. Lots of blue sky, lots of blue sky. A very pleasant 60 degrees with just a bit of breeze. 60 degrees with a bit of a breeze. Ooh. Depends on where I am at the time. It's coming down from the west-southwest, I think. I'm sheltered in a neighborhood now, so I'm not getting very much at all. But it was pleasant when I was walking in it. It's a bit of a scattered morning this morning. A bit of a scattered morning. Leaving out the T's. A bit of a scattered morning. Smells good, whatever it is. Pine tree. I don't smell much pine. So, yeah, no man's sky. Lord. Overwhelming. That I'm buried in tasks and missions, and I claimed a settlement, which was probably a mistake, but I'm working through it. We'll see. So far it's a lot of fun. I'm bumping up against some early game restrictions and have finally figured out how to get around them, but like everything else in every other game I've ever played, I have to spend some time fixing it. But at least I know how to do it now. I just need to do it. Finding free ships is fun, but I suspect expensive. It occurs to me that I can use them as mobile storage units because I can fly in one ship and then summon the other one. And it'll bring whatever is in its inventory with it. So I think I need to set up a rescue bird so that when I find my next free ship, I can't do it. The other thing is, I was watching tips for newbies, and apparently I'm overlooking a really important tool. And now they've got almost 10 million units I can perhaps look at. That building a Corvette. I have some Corvette parts. I also realized that I was not using my mods. My modules the most efficient way possible, in large part because my module rack is a bit fractured. So I have some work cut out for me, not the least of which is collecting a whole pot full of basic materials. Because if I have basic materials, I could turn them into higher level ones, but I can't break the higher level ones down, apparently. But most things stacked to 9,999, and I have two full stacks of carbon, which is good because carbon is used in building. So if I want to build, particularly wood base, and I have built a wood base, I have built a base, I have built a box, I have built a box that has one set of walls. And I made the mistake of putting the power on the roof along with the transit portal. And so I'm always having to jump up onto the roof. I finally put a pair of stairs up, a set of stairs. And jump down from the roof when I arrive. But my paradise planet, I have discovered like seven others in my travels. I've only been to maybe eight or nine different systems. I've had the opportunity to claim three C-class and one B-class freighter, and I didn't do it. And then I'm wondering if that was an error. Apparently, you can get an A or an S-class. S is, of course, the superior class. But it's 5 hours of actual game time in between offerings. And you're only offered one. After that, you have to buy it. So there's a big incentive. To bite the bullet and fly around a bit and do some exploration, and then with luck get an S-class, which will, you know, in theory keep me for a while. I don't know how many. I don't know the mechanics of this very well. I don't know how to deal with a lot of this. I did discover that the vaults, the powered vaults, are linked. So if I have a powered vault in one base and put another, the same numbered powered vaults in another base, they have the same stuff. So I can load one at one end and then use all the stuff at the other end. I suspect there's a limit on the number of bases. When I laid down the last computer, it said possibility of 8. I don't know if that meant I had enough material to build 8, or if I'm limited to whatever it is, 12 or something, because I've got 4 now. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a space game, so I'm getting a lot of Ishmael Wong vibes here, flying around in my little ship. thinking about freighters. Wondering how freighters freight. Apparently what they mostly carry is fighters. So I suppose the more accurate description of them is not freighter as much as carrier. Now here comes a guy. I wonder if he's gonna come my way. Morning. Another road user out for the Duffer walk. And speaking of Ishmael Wong, which leads me to thinking of space opera. I've been trying to read space opera. And my God. I've been through, I'm not gonna name and shame. I've been through five, six space opera samples. And they are just, no. Come on, if I get ready, say it with me. Monk post. They're just, no. They're just, oh my God. I don't think they're even bad enough to be called slop. I'm not sure what the problem with it. Well, I do know. Most of it is starting out with a bang before you know which one of the people you want to survive. Another one had four main characters all on a collide, apparently, I suspect, colliding path, none of whom I really cared about. And I did not even get to the end of the sample before I said, there must be something better than this. So I haven't found it. One of them spent the first five pages describing the POV character, the point of view character, without actually getting into her point of view. So it's like, I'm sorry. You know, I realize that this is a technical issue. This is a it's one of these. It's like there's a reason you don't do that, and the reason is it makes it impossible to get into the character or into the story by way of the character. And if all you're doing is talking about the character, you have no idea what the story is. So you can't get into the story that way. Or I can't get it. I don't know what you can do. You can do whatever the hell you like. But I can't get into a story that way. I just can't. It's like starting with a battle. Okay, who do we want to win? Now, obviously, the person whose point of view I'm riding along with, but at least in one of the cases, if that was the case, then no, thank you. It's really, you know, once I figured out what was going on, it was like, really? We're going to go here? I don't think so. I don't think so. So yes, a space opera that scratches my space opera itch hasn't crossed my desk lately. Maybe this one. There's been one that's been lurking in my sample pile for a while. I just picked it up. Let's see how it looks. I read like 3 pages over breakfast, then realized I had to get out and do the walk. So yeah, I also, well, if I can get out at this time of day, it's not too bad. It's like 60, 59 when I left the house. It was like 63 half an hour later. It is like 63 half an hour later. The day is going to heat up fast. So getting out early, getting up at 5 o'clock and getting out early. I had time for breakfast this morning. I've given some serious thought to what could I eat that is quick, or even I might be able to eat on the walk. I have some cheese, some string cheese. I have my water. Put a little something in there. The difficulty comes when I need to brush my teeth after eating. Anytime I eat anything, I have to brush my teeth. So if I have a snack mid-morning, I have to brush my teeth. If I have breakfast, I have to brush my teeth. After lunch, I have to brush my teeth. So, and just before bed, I'm brushing my teeth. So I'm brushing my teeth like 5-6 times a day. But the upside is that I'm not snacking between meals, because if I have a snack, I gotta brush my teeth. And if I don't want to brush my teeth, then I don't really want to snack, do I? Guess not. Good enough. So yeah, space opera, not so much. Roger, on the other hand, the more I think about it, the more I like the direction my thinking has taken me. The interruption of the city's code violation pulled me out of my, yeah, I'm putting a few words down every day. It's not very many, but I'm getting a few every day. Broke that momentum. And then, of course, I did the unbelievably stupid thing of downloading, installing, and running No Man's Sky. At least it bumped me out of Enshrouded. Well, I think Enshrouded bumped me out of Enshrouded. Once I managed to get the dragon down, it's like, do I really want to screw with this anymore? This is tease. I've explored a lot of it. The Veil Water is so difficult to traverse. It's just, I don't really care. That's the thing about No Man's Sky. It's all traverse. It's all travel. It's all go here, do that. Go someplace else. I have yet to completely explore an existing system, or even an existing planet. The one I have my primary base on. I put my first computer down, which establishes the base. I put the first one down underneath a trade station, or on a trade station, which is on an outpost on the planet. And I started building from there, and it has been interesting. There's a whole introduction to the base that it was completely unaware of. But it's helping. It's fun. There's excuse me. Morning. It's fun. And I have not larded up on tips and tricks. I have not spent a great deal of time on the tips and tricks and secrets of, and I've watched a couple of things I wish I'd known sooner, which is one of the things that tipped me off that the Corvette might be something that I shouldn't be sleeping on. To be fair, when I first came across it, I didn't have the money. I didn't have the units. But the units seem to come pretty quickly. Pirates come a lot, especially if you go to a relatively lawless place. And the battles aren't overwhelming, which is good, because I'm easily overwhelmed. Oh, that guy did follow me. He's way back. But you know where I am? I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.